This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. A second date update is quite a treat here in Madison. Everyone seems to enjoy it because we've all been there.
Oh, yeah. We've all been in that dating world. I'm in that dating world. Aaron, are you still in that dating world?
Yeah, we've totally all been there. Yeah. Woo.
Ooh, yeah, woo.
Oh, that's right. You don't have issues with
hello,
that.
Hello.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Don't forget, Aaron is my mistress.
Yeah, he is. Oh,
You're not allowed to date other women.
I'm hands down the most attractive man in the state.
As Kanye quotes, you are a god.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Here we go again. Well, today this is not our problem. It actually has to be Penny. What's going on, girl? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, love.
So I went on this, what I thought was a great date. And
Who did you go out with first? Who did you go out with?
I went out with this really cool guy. His name is Brian.
Oh, okay, honey.
Yeah, and I thought it went really well. We went to Red Rock and had, you know, we just had a great time, bottom line. Mm-hmm. But I don't, you know, understand why he's not, like, hitting the girl back. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. That sucks, yeah. Well, yeah. It's not fun.
I know.
Especially when you like them. You're like, what happened? Was I not pretty enough?
Yeah, can you think of anything that happened?
He didn't give me a sign that he wasn't feeling me, so I don't, you know, what.
Well, did you do anything on the date as maybe why he's not calling you back at all? Did you brush your teeth, as Shady likes to ask?
Yep, these are the questions,
no,
girl. Did you shower?
No,
did you brush your teeth? You know, did you shave your legs? Okay.
Yeah. She had all that.
Got all your spaces covered, and he's still not getting back to you? Well. Rough.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's see. So you felt everything went really well. How did this date end?
Well, it ended. We didn't say made out, but we just kind of like, you know, gave each other a nice kiss goodbye and said we talked to each other again. And it seemed like, okay, well, I'm feeling you and you're feeling me. So, I mean, he just left me no reason to think he was not going to call and ask me out again. And I don't want to call and ask him. I mean, his girl wants to be pursued. Mm-hmm.
That's right, girl. Mm-hmm. So how long has it been then since the last time you spoke?
Oh, it's been a minute.
Okay.
A whole minute? I'm just playing with you, girl. Like 2 weeks, 3 days, you know, 4 days?
Like 2 weeks.
It's okay, gotcha.
Like 2 weeks?
So it's really been a minute. Okay, gotcha.
Many minutes. So are you ready, girl? We're going to give him a call.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brian?
This is he.
Hey, Brian. My name's Krista.
Sup?
Hey.
That's Shady.
Man.
And I guess I'm Aaron.
And you're Aaron. We're from...
Who is this?
Well, we're from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams right here in Madison.
Hey. How you feeling?
Okay,
well, listen, the reason why we called is because there's a young lady that has taken a liking to you, but unfortunately, you have decided not to speak to her in the last 2 weeks, and she wants to know why. Do you remember going out with Pretty Penny? Pretty Penny.
Oh, wow.
Why do you say it like that? What's wrong with
Penny?
What's wrong with Penny, man?
Yeah. She's concerned.
Well, first of all, the radio show is calling me.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're famous now.
Lucky.
And secondly, I'm... Penny was a sweet girl. Let me start off saying Penny is a sweet girl. She's beautiful.
It's a good start.
But our date wasn't to my liking. It actually was horrible.
What do you mean?
Let me start it off. We went to Red Rock. We had drinks. I mean, the girl has a great sense of humor. So we laughed. You know, we talked the entire time, but throughout the entire talk, she kept trying to sell me. I mean, we started talking about her work, and she didn't shut up about it. I mean, it got so bad to the point where it felt like she was trying to take me home so that I would buy something from this pyramid scheme that she's working for. I didn't get it, and it just ruined the whole night for me. I mean, we were having such a great time. I mean, it totally killed my buzz.
What's she trying to sell you, man?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even f-ing know. It was that irritating.
Wow, really?
Are we talking like an essential oil?
Are you talking a skin product?
What are we talking?
It was like, have you ever, like the Mary Kay or...
Yes. My mom sold that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the old woman products that they...
Like,
you know,
Avon?
They, yeah, like Avon. Yeah.
Just so you know, Brian, that was not me saying, what? That is Penny because she is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's even oils, Brian.
old lady stuff, Brian.
Oof.
Girl, what do you have to say about this? Were you trying to sell him stuff on your date?
I was nervous. I was just trying to make conversation, and maybe I overdid it, but geez, Brian, you
Penny,
don't have to be like...
Penny, come on. Come on.
No, you
literally
right
took
now,
out a sheet
polite.
And showed me prices and asked me, did I want to buy something?
Man, when a girl lays down a sheet, asked me to buy something.
Like you came prepared.
Oils in your house.
What was that?
Right. Maybe I thought you needed some essential oils in your house or a little, you know, something behind your ear so your energy could change and be a lot better, Brian.
You've never been to my house. How would you know that my house stink or if it smelled great or if you brought the sheet?
Person.
You got to align your chakras, Brian. She's trying to help you align your chakras.
Come on,
okay?
That stuff is really good. A lot of my girlfriends have this. So listen, I mean, can we get past this part of, you know, it's part of her job. It's part of her nature. You know, it's how she makes money. But I don't think she was literally trying to, you know, do that with you. I think she just wanted to share some of the nice things that you would probably like. A lot of people love essential oils.
Oh, yeah.
So why not go on a second date? Just keep that stuff out of it.
You want to try it, guys?
We'll pay for it.
Brian?
Yep. We're going to pay
Brian.
For it.
Not the essential oils, the date.
Don't bring the oils at the spreadsheet.
You can use the oils in
the
bed.
The oils. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You could use them later.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. The only way you bring up oils is if you're using them on me. How about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Girl!
Okay.
Yay!
And we happily reconnect the happy couple on second date update.
So happy.
You're in her world now.
Did I hurt your feelings? Boo-hoo. Call somebody who cares.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
On a beautiful day like this, I don't care. Siri can tell me to go to HEWL Hockey 6 anytime, anywhere at 321-0931. Pick up the phone, ask her a question. Hit us up on our text line at 30734. Jams 93.1. That is our Snapchat page.
She could also smack you around on Twitter at 93.1 Jams, Facebook, Instagram. Send us a DM. And also hit us up at madtownjams.com if you're a Friends with Benefits member. Free to sign up.
All right, we have a question over here off of Snapchat from Willow. Listen, Siri, I have trouble getting up every day. I need something to help me. What's a good way to get pumped up for my day? Siri?
Isn't this more of a question for your pharmacist? Oh, wait, not that kind of pumped up. God, mornings really are the worst. Sleeping till noon really needs to become a daily thing. There really isn't a way of getting that excited to wake up, because honestly, who wants to? The best day at work can't even come close to the joy you feel from sleeping. Mainlining espresso is basically the only way to get any energy anymore. Also, as a side note, alarm clocks. Whoever decided that the best sound in the morning was the sound of hitting a bag of cats against a street, well, they deserve a special circle of hell.
I am someone that's a light sleeper, so my phone works for me all the time. But I used to use the old school alarm clock. I don't even know if you can buy alarm clocks anymore.
No, you can. They got them in a little, like, small section of, like, the digital alarm clock section. You have to, like, search for an actual old alarm clock. They don't. They're in a very specific little corner.
Yeah, I literally own one of the old-timey ones with, like, the bells. It goes, dee!
Oh, love it. I think Walgreens still maybe sells those suckers.
Maybe.
We should just go get one. That'd be fun.
We got a message here from a Friends with Benefits member. Camila says, Siri, my kids eat the raw cookie dough I make. I'm worried about them getting salmonella. Is that true? Can that happen?
Who cares? There are a million things in life you have to worry about. Danger and catastrophe around every corner. There are literally a million things in the world to be afraid of. Cookie dough shouldn't be one of them. Can the raw eggs in them cause salmonella? Yes. Should you stop eating cookie dough?
No.
Hell no. Eat as much as you want. That yummy goo is one of life's pure joys, and if it kills me, so be it. I want to die doing something I love, getting fat.
They have so many edible cookie doughs out there now, it's ridiculous.
TNT, man, that's the best place to go right here, Madison.
I bet those are the best ones. They also have, like,
delicious.
You can get, like, a tub of it at the store. I don't know if it's safe to sit at home and eat a tub of it, but you know what? That sounds like a good Friday night to me.
Either eat that bucket or die trying.
I don't want anyone dying, but enjoy it for real. We have a question here over Facebook from Piercy. Listen, Siri, I want to buy some adult Heelys. You know, the shoes with wheels on them. Do you think that they would make me look childish or like super cool?
Why are you asking me this question when you could be getting laid right now?
Oh, God.
Scooting around town with wheel shoes are bound to make all the women want you and all the men will want to be you. I swear to God, if you drop $80 on those bad boys, you'll have to be off with a stick. Please tell me if I sound sarcastic right now, because I honestly can't tell. Do just wear whatever you want and don't worry about looking cool. Just do you, dude, and try not to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you going to do about that?
Those Heelys.
Would you wear those?
Did you have a pair of those?
No, I didn't. Up, you didn't? No. I had roller skates.
Yeah. You had the roller skates, not roller blades, but
no.
Roller skates.
I had roller
there
blades,
is a difference.
Too.
I didn't know that there
too.
Was a difference.
Oh, hands down. But I believe when you go to the roller rink, you keep it old school with the roller skates.
Oh, yeah.
Skates.
Roller skates. No blades at the rink. Come on now.
Girl.
So we got a message over here on Instagram from Megan. Says, Siri, my son is about to go into high school, and I'm worried about peer pressure and people offering him drugs. Mm. What can I do to protect him, Siri?
Mm. Well, putting aside the fact that your son gave up listening to his mom at age 10, yes, peer pressure can be a big deal for kids. But you know what doesn't help? His mommy trying to coach him through it. You do realize he will eventually need to make his own decisions. As far as drugs go, there is actually a foolproof way to prevent him from embracing it. You do it for him. Nothing will make drugs seem more lame than seeing his mom zonked out of her mind. Besides, if you take all the drugs, there won't be any left for him to try.
Right?
It's not good, dude. I was never in that atmosphere, although we talked a lot about it over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's interesting.
Is it?
Everybody
we'll
has
have
a
to
different
talk about
way
that.
Of parenting.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm like the one that I just feel bad if she starts crying. And I'm like, all right. Where Travis right, is like fine. The tough one. Like, no. Mm-mm. Then she'll come to me. It's just, you know, you
You're
play.
The savior.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.